Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casino with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, I gotta thank everybody who's been rocking with me for so long for these years. You know, I know people be saying, well, Cass, you know, why don't we see you out there more? Your podcast is popping, it's popular. But, you know, I keep telling people, Black Men's Mental Health is not a popular subject. So nobody's calling me for the interviews. Nobody wants to sit down with me and challenge me to anything. So it's not that I wouldn't. But at the end of the day, I don't think nobody wants to talk about this subject because it's easier to blame Black men for everything. So, you know, don't worry, though. A lot of things are coming along. A lot of things are happening. But things take a little bit longer when you do something that's unpopular. But I got to thank everybody for everything you've done for me. You listened to the podcast, supporting me on my pages and things like that. Supporting the book, Black Men's Mental Health Bible, supporting, you know, Men Are Meant to Be Broken. Thank you, guys. Book tour is coming soon. I'm working on that right now. I just got to get the time because I'm a busy man. But what am I talking about today? Another Cass is Crazy talking about Cassie. Now, first thing I want to really make this clear. I know everybody's saying to me, yo, Cassie's not on trial. And you're right. She is not on trial. So in no way am I sitting here trying to accuse her of anything criminal or anything like that. All right. So this is not me trying to come at her and say she, no, not at all. You know, also, I am not co-signing anything Diddy did. I'm not co-signing the beatings or anything like that. So I want to make that clear in this podcast because I am not justifying what he's done. I'm not trying to co-sign. I'm not trying to give excuses. At the end of the day, no man should ever put his hands on a woman. And if he was on trial for that, I would say throw the book at him. So at the end of the day, I want you to understand, like, this is, I completely understand and not trying to justify, but I do notice something with Cassie. Cassie is a reflection of Black women right now. All right. Now, I love my Black women, okay? See, the problem is that when you call something out, people get mad. Oh, Cass, you don't like Black women. My mother's Black. My wife's Black. My daughter's Black. I love Black women, okay? I've dated nothing but Black women all my life. So at the end of the day, I want you to understand that I have no ill will towards Black women. I just see the culture and the direction they're going, and I'm critical about it. This is not bashing women. See, people think because you call them out, it's a problem. And you know what? There's a lot of Black women that call out Black men, and a lot of it is justifiable, and I agree with it. So at the end of the day, don't think because I'm talking about this problem culturally we're having that reflects every single Black woman and how I overall feel about Black women and want to treat them. So that's a lie. So I want to get that out the way first. But this Cassie thing is very, very telling. Cassie is what all Black women are right now. Now, I feel for that young girl. She was young in the business. She got caught up in the limelight. She got caught up in everything, and we're here now. But she is what Black women want to be. And let me explain. Cassie herself is not who I have the problem with. It's the reaction of Black women that I have the problem with. When you look at right now, the narrative, Black women right now, they're all defending Cassie. They're all blaming Diddy for everything that was done. They're blaming him for every bad decision she made by saying he groomed her. She was young, everything. Now, facts of this, did Diddy beat her ass and probably was abusive? Yes. So nobody's taking that away. Hate the man for that. Yes, that was horrible. But she did a lot of dirty stuff herself, too. Now, before the beating even started, before all that craziness started, she was with Ryan Leslie, right? The producer that put her out, put her on. They were dating for 3 years. While she was dating Ryan Leslie, She left. She cheated on him with Diddy. And this is her testimony, not mine. This is before the beatings, before the freak offs, before all that stuff. She faked a flyer. I think her and Diddy did that. Faked a flyer that she's had to do a appearance in Miami. So she'd go to Miami and be with Diddy. There was no party. There was no opportunity. She was going to be down there with Diddy. Now, regardless of if you're 19, 20, 21, 20, whatever, that's just dirty. Everybody should know, no matter how old you are, that that is dirty. You have a man, but you are sneaking to Miami to sleep with another man while you have a man. That's dirty. Point blank. So age does not have an excuse for doing somebody that you said you're in love with. She had Ryan Leslie's name tattooed on her. So you love this man, but you cheated on him. Right? Now, people are going to say, oh, Diddy is Diddy, so he had that influence. You know what? It don't matter. At the end of the day, she could have said no. But she chose to go down there and be with Diddy. Fine. They broke up. She was with Diddy. Fine. All that BS started, whatever, the freak offs and the manipulation. Cool. Now, there's other instances that, like, shows how dirty she is. Now, just because you're dirty don't mean that you can't be done wrong, right? Yeah, she was abused. Diddy was violent towards her. We established that. Great. But that does not give you excuse to be dirty to other people. She was dating Michael B. Jordan, some NFL player, Kid Cudi. And while she was doing all that, she was doing freak offs with Diddy. Now, regardless of the abuse her and Diddy had, which they had a very toxic relationship, but they were doing drugs, they were partying, they were in a very toxic relationship. That doesn't excuse you to do other people dirty. You can't sit here and justify doing somebody dirty. Let's be honest how nasty that is. She's doing these freak-offs, raw-dogging these freak-offs, getting peed on, all this nasty stuff. And like I said, to each his own. If that's what you into, I ain't mad about them, at them with that. If they want to do peeing and all that, that's what they want to do, have fun. But that doesn't excuse you being with this man, Kid Cudi, sleeping with Kid Cudi, raw probably, and exposing him to whatever other things you were doing. Like, think about that. That's just dirty. You banging Diddy raw, you banging these Mel Escorts raw, getting peed on, all that. Then you go into Kid Cudi and having sex with him and whoever else you're having sex with. Now, I hear, oh, well, she was groomed. You don't know how abuse people do. I don't know. I don't think it's justifiable that you do other people dirty because you're being done dirty. And you don't, and it's to me, you don't blame the person doing you dirty as the reason you did everybody else dirty. I'm sorry. You are a person that make choices. If somebody is abusing you or doing you wrong, I get it. You know, whatever. But you do not get a free pass to do somebody else dirty. But these women up here are just swearing to God because she was going through it. Oh, you don't know what a domestic violence victims go through. I understand that very well. But at the end of the day, it does not excuse them doing other people dirty. Like, if you're getting abused, you can't say, well, I got abused, so I'm going to abuse you. Like, when a father, or, well, especially for a father, when a father is abused by his father and then he abuses his child, do you say, well, he was abused by his father, so no, he's going to go to jail and reach the same consequences? We could understand, but that does not take away accountability. Understanding and accountability are two different things. Understanding is saying, okay, I understand the cause of you doing this, the mental trauma, but it does not excuse you from accountability of doing it. Because there are plenty of people out there that have been cheated on that don't go be cheated. There are a lot of people that have been beaten by their parents but don't go and beat their children. There are a lot of people that have been cheated on but don't go cheat on other people. So at the end of the day, Diddy being an ass or whatever he's doing does not excuse her for going and cheating and playing these other guys. Then let's go further down the rabbit hole. Her and Diddy are over. Literally, they're over. And she started dating this guy, right? They're over. No more beating, no more controlling. She's dating this guy now. While she's dating this guy, she is talking to him on FaceTime while Diddy's hitting it, having sex with her. Like, that's not dirty. You with the man that's your husband now, but you were still having sex with Diddy while dating him. And one time you was on the phone with him, FaceTime, talking to him while Diddy was fucking you. But that's not dirty. Now, if they weren't together, it's not dirty. Hey, whatever. But if you're together and you're doing this dirty, you know, but women are going to say, oh, Diddy had control over her. Diddy had control. But at the end of the day, then if it's like that, why do somebody else dirty? I never get the people that excuse their dirtiness because they've been hurt. That is not an excuse. And if we have that standard, which black women want now, then we're going to go down in the shit, because it is not excusable for you to do other people dirty, knowingly do other people dirty in the name of, well, I've been done dirty. That is not right. That is trauma you have to deal with. But you do not lack accountability because you was hurt, you could do to other people. Then let's go down the rabbit hole more. She was pregnant with her first child, still texting Diddy, I miss you, you're my heart, you're my everything, I don't know, whatever, all this stuff. So we sit here, black women sit here, and they justify all her dirtiness and make excuses for it. But it's all Diddy's fault. And that's the problem with black women right now. They have no accountability. Now, I'm not saying women in general don't in some sense. You know, there are some privilege for women. And don't get me wrong. But I'm only concerned about my culture. And in our culture, it is so prevalent that black women have no accountability for anything. They are delusional to think that this girl is, you know, she's a domestic violence victim. Yes. But you could be done wrong and still do wrong at the same time. Let me repeat that. You could be had been done wrong, but still do wrong at the same time. If you sit there and you think it's okay for this woman to go out here and risk Kid Cudi's health, his heart, the relationship, you know, this guy Alex Fine, she could, you know, cheat on him, have sex with Diddy while she on FaceTime with him, be texting Diddy, she still miss him while she's with him, married with their first child. If you think that's okay and you say to yourself it's because of Diddy, then something's wrong with you. Fellas, black men, if you have a woman right now that is looking at this case as not holding Cassie accountable for anything she did, then you know what? You need to question that woman's past. Because if she really think it is okay for her to be doing what she did, cheating on boyfriends, risking people's health, having all that stuff, if you think it's okay, then you need to question your woman and run. You need to run, because at the end of the day, she's telling you that back in the day, she was doing some shit. Because see, the problem is this. It's all fun and games when you're getting what you want. It was all fun and games when Cassie was getting what she wanted. She was dealing with all the bullshit, the beatings and all that, until she realized after Kim Porter passed that she was never going to be his number one. And she moved on. She got married. When she wanted to leave and it was serious and she was ready to leave, she left. Now, I'm not saying in any way that Diddy's innocent. I'm not saying that he didn't know this young girl was young and, you know, manipulated her or not even manipulated. I mean, I don't think guys that are rich and got money had to manipulate. They just like, yo, this is what I want. And you want this lifestyle, this is what you're going to have to do. And she did it. And of course, men know I got the power and the status. Cool. And that's fine. But you can't sit there and act like this was an innocent girl walking around. Did you hear this on Me and You? What that song was talking about? Guys want to know what I do, all that. Come on. Now, I'm not saying because of a song, you know what I'm saying, that's facts. But if black men are always getting jailed right now because of song lyrics, why can't we do the same thing for black women? She's a cheat. She is dirty. She's manipulative. She's proven all of this. She's a liar because a lot of things that she said happened the way they happened in court, even from her testimony, wasn't that way. She said, oh, it was a job I never wanted to do. And it was proven she was texting him out of the blue for freak offs. And then you can say, well, you know, she was doing what she thought she had to do. Okay, cool. You're right. Maybe that's it. But at the end of the day, there was times where he was saying, yo, let's just chill tonight. We don't got to do nothing. You got a big, I think she had that premiere. You got a big premiere tonight. We don't got to do nothing. Or let's take it easy on the drugs. Or we could just watch them. We don't got to do nothing. Like, he's saying all of this stuff. Where if a woman says, I don't want to do it, she'd be like, you know what, baby, you're right. Let's just chill tonight. Let's just go to a movie. Let's go to a nice dinner. Me and you. But she was like, nah, I want to do the freak-offs. Also, she's threatening to kill people because of videos. She's taking videos herself and she's saying, oh yeah, I had this video, I deleted it, blah, blah. And you know, and at the end of the day, so I'm not saying that there wasn't parts of their relationship that she, that Diddy didn't do wrong. I'm not at all. I'm not talking about that. He did wrong, point blank. But see, the problem is women don't like that. They don't like you, like they don't like you admitting that Diddy was wrong, but then going to Cassie because they want to just keep it at Diddy. Because most women that say that, see, either that's what the life they want. They want to do all that dirt, get peed on, baby oil, back page and Craigslist guys and getting fucked raw. They want to do all of that, but then get a man like Alex Fine that's going to accept them and love them, and that's it. And then cry victim. And that's what black women do. They cry victim. They cry victim for the stuff that I have. Most black women are mad about situations they put themselves in. They jump off the roof and then blame the world that pushed them off, even though they did it themselves. I was watching this one woman that this guy said that, you know, he's tired of women, black women, having their value overflated. He thinks they overflate their value by all the accessories like hair and nails and all that. He's like, I challenge women to take off your hair, take off your eyelashes, take all that, take off the makeup and be natural, and then evaluate your worth. These women going crazy. One woman said the dumbest shit in the world. She's like, well, it's not like we asked you men. She's like, that's like asking a man to take off his beard. That's like asking a man to not be charming or be funny. That's like asking a man not to make the money he makes at work. Everything she said was stuff that was natural. Your hair, you grow. Like, I can't take my hair off. My personality is who I am. But see, that's how much black women think that hair, wigs, and all that is who they are. They've lost reality of who they really are. Because the thing is, they get threatened when you tell them, be who you are, be natural. They get threatened by that. Then they're telling you that's like taking away what is actually natural. We live in a society now where at the end of the day, it doesn't matter about reality, is whatever you think. If you think you're a dog, you are a dog. No matter, even if biology tells you you're not. So these women think that they're the baddest bitches in the world when they got BBLs, fake breasts, fake nails, fake eyelashes, fake hair, fake lips, fake everything. But that's who they are. You're supposed to accept them for who they are. You have no right to call them out. Like, that's not who you are. For me to take you in or to be your man or be a provider, I want to see who you really are. Oh, no, this is who I am. You have to deal with it. They're delusional. Black women are delusional because they live in a world where they want to live without accountability. Now, I'm not saying all black women like that. I'm not. There are a lot of good women out there, brothers. Don't stop looking. There are good women out there that are natural, that aren't about all that. They're just not on the net. They're not in the clubs. They're not in the places you're searching. Just like I tell a woman, at the end of the day, most women like the bad boys. They go to the clubs and places with the money and stuff like that and get these guys. Then get mad. These guys don't want to be faithful. But that's what you're looking for. You like the bad boys. You like the dude that's going to fuck the shit out of you all the women want. You don't want the nerd that's in the library studying for accounting test to be accounting, or the gentleman, the regular guy working at freaking, he's a manager at Lowe's. You know what I mean? You don't want those guys. Until the ditties of the world that used you up. Then you want those guys. And you don't want those guys because you're attracted to them. You want them because they're going to sit there and listen to your problems. Listen to you complain about all the black men that hurt you. And take care of all the pain and the scars that you done develop. And be there and be a punching bag for you. Because these women don't respect these men. These women don't love these men. These men are just there to be a placeholder. To take care of them and provide for their kids and for their lifestyle that they want. because they know the Diddy's of the world. I'm not saying Diddy in particular, but the Diddy's, the people like that, they don't want them. They done been used. They done been ran through trains, all this freaky stuff. They done did all that stuff. Then they get with the good guy, and they done had 45 threesomes, but then they get with the good guy. He's like, hey, baby, let's have to. Oh, no, I don't do that. Like, I guarantee Cassie, at the end of the day, she did all that freaky shit with Diddy, but she go to Alex Fine, and he want to do that. He's like, nah, I'm good. Nah, baby, I'm not about that no more. I can't do that with you. Not saying that woman should have to do that with anybody, but if you're going to give it to the bums out there, but then you get to the man that loves you, take care of you, now you got standards. Now you got limitations. Now, people sit there and say, I've heard, well, Cass, these are women just growing and maturing. We make mistakes when we're young. And you're right. We do make mistakes when we're young. We really do. And back in the days, and I'm not saying that there weren't hoes back in the days or women doing crazy shit. Not saying that. But back in the days, a woman's mistakes was, I had a boyfriend I was with. We had sex, blah, blah, blah. You know, we was in a relationship. It didn't work out. Or he was a dog. I mean, those were the mistakes. Those were mistakes that were calculated, would make sense. You know, I got with a guy, I was with him for 3 years, but he turned out, why not be a cheater? You know, we had sex, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Those are the mistakes. You were seeing a guy for a little bit, you had sex. Oh, those are mistakes. Mistakes aren't banging dudes getting peed on. Mistakes aren't having threesome foursomes. Mistakes aren't going to Jamaica and letting a big Jamaican dick you down all day. Mistakes aren't having three kids by three different babies. See, those aren't mistakes that any man would be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Those are choices you made because you wanted to be in them streets having a good time. Those are choices you made. And then you expect the man to be okay with those choices. See, mistakes, and I don't even call them mistakes. You was in relationships with like 2, 3 guys, 4 guys, whatever. Cool. You know, or, you know, I was married and we had a child, we divorced. Okay, cool. Those aren't mistakes because those are, you really generally want to be with those guys. You want to grow with them. They're really, all right, cool. But having threesomes, foursomes, orgies, swingers, all this shit, that's not a mistake. You knowingly did that, knowing that shit ain't good. There ain't no religion if you're not religious and you're like an atheist or whatever, that's fine. But no religion in the world says it's okay for you to have 4 guys fucking you in the night. There ain't no religion in the world that says, you know what I'm saying, some guy peeing on you, nothing in your face. Now, if you was married and did all that freaky shit, okay, you was married couple, do your thing. But if you're not married and you doing all that nasty, freaky stuff, that was a choice. You liked it. You was into it. You can't later on say, oh, you know, because he liked it. But you know what? Even if it was, he liked it, you still did it because you loved him. But in your head, you should have said, this is not even my husband. I shouldn't be giving my body like this. Why am I adding all this body count to my body for a man that's not even my husband yet? Like, you know, if you into that freaky shit, be in that freaky shit. But at the end of the day, you got to know that you in a committed relationship. Or if that's your lifestyle, accept that lifestyle and run with it all your life because that's your lifestyle. But don't sit there and then cry about the shit you did back then, acting like either they forced you, it was a mistake, or the big one, I was young. I was naive. Like you so naive that you understood in your 20s, 21, 22, 23, that fucking 4 or 5 niggas in one thing wasn't good. You were so naive that you didn't know that having freakos, going to swinging parties, doing all that shit, but then fucking your boyfriend or your guy you dated wasn't wrong. That was okay. But women justify that. That's why they're the Lulu. Because they justify that. Oh, I was young. The guy forced me. I didn't know no better. I'm mature. See, maturing is dating somebody, being in a relationship, having sex early, not getting nothing from it, whatever. That's okay, cool. I learned. But these women don't learn. And even when they get with the simp, when they get with that man, with the safe guy, they still treat him like shit. You telling me that this man is okay with his wife saying on the stand, talking about all this shit for money while she pregnant with their child? There's no fucking way I let my wife. I'd be like, yo, just get a deposition, sign, whatnot. But you not gonna. Now, we can sit here and say maybe he's in on it. They were broke. They needed money. They got that quick money. She got jealous because Young Miami and Diddy. You can say all that stuff. But as a man, there's no way that if my wife went through that stuff while she's pregnant, like we would have did that shit before. We got two kids and we got one on the way. I'm not worried about that. We got our money. You know what? Sign a deposition for them. But don't testify. Because I don't want people to look at my wife. Fuck me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my people to look at my wife that way. I don't want our kids to have video of their mama talking about all the trauma and the shit they went through. I don't want ever know. Could you protect your family? But she up there talking about it. Then when they ask you, I still love him and love for the past. Like, it's all wrong. No matter how you put it, she's wrong. Now, was she abused? Did she go through some shit? Yes. But you can't excuse it because of that. See, that's my thing. We can acknowledge her pain, the therapy she's gonna need, everything she went through. You can acknowledge that. But you can also acknowledge that she's still dirty. Because at the end of the day, most women that I've met in my life that are dirty like that started off being promiscuous and doing crazy shit. Now, we could go back and say there was abuse in the family. Maybe uncle, father, cousin, somebody touched them and opened. And there's a lot to say. But you can't sit there and blame you was abused as a child. So it was okay for you to go out and just be promiscuous, fuck everybody, rape people, dude people. You can't. Because see, just like people have been, there are people that go out and do dirty shit after shit been done to them. There's a lot of people that don't do dirty shit. There are a lot of rape victims that don't go out and they're promiscuous, or they go out and they abuse or they use people or they do dirty shit. Now, if it was 100% or even a 95%, situation where after that happens, these things happen, then I say, yeah, okay, cause and effect. But every person has been abused, don't go out and become an abuser. Every person has been sexually assaulted, doesn't have orgies and do all that stuff. Now, we don't know about her past. We don't know when she was young. There's been no mention of any type of abuse or sexual abuse or anything in her life. But at the end of the day, you started off cheating because you saw Diddy and his fame and his money, and you went that way. You left your boyfriend. Then you agreed to these freakouts. You could have said, no, that's not my thing. The first time he asked you, you didn't say, nah, that's not my thing. None of the testimony said, like, the first time he asked you, did you say no? No, you was into it. Now, I get it, too. Sometimes it gets too crazy. Some men, and I know, I understand as a man, when you like something, you want to do that shit over and over and over. And then you get happy when you get with a woman that's into you, the shit you into. That shit's a turn on, and it's addictive. I've been there. We've all had that woman that does all the dark shit you like to do. And that shit gets addictive. Like, wow, she's into the shit I'm into. And you form that bond over that dark stuff. But see, what happens is most women that do that dark shit with you, they want love and affection and marriage. They want to be a good girl eventually. They're just doing that because they want to be your woman. But then they blame you because, oh, I was just doing it because I wanted to be with you. I loved you. But at the end of the day, like, how am I supposed to know that? You was doing it because you wanted to be with me. All right, great. That's what all women do. But you could have said no. Now, I get it. It got to a point where it's too much. Maybe you did feel like it was your job. Maybe you felt like you didn't want, and that's fine. And that's cool. So nobody's saying that. But you can't sit here and act like from day one, this man was making you do shit you didn't want to do from day one. You was doing stuff you could have said no to. But you didn't. Now, there's no excuse for any man beating a woman. There's no excuse for none of that stuff. So don't get me wrong. If Diddy was on trial for that, then you know what? Throw away the key, lock him up. He did it. Diddy did it. But for the stuff that they're charging him with, got nothing to do with him and Cassie. It's a pity party. It's a moral thing. And if you start judging somebody what they do in their bed, then I'm scared. If the government could come in and say, oh, you was a freak. You did freaky stuff. So you're automatically guilty of all this other stuff. That's a day we don't want to live in America. is some of the stuff shocking, like the rub his nipples with the guy's cum and jerk him, all that. That's craziness. But that's, if that's what they were into, that's what they're into. I'm not hating. Do you do? There are a lot of people out there that want to go, oh, but there's all these women sucking dick, licking ass, having threesomes, all this other crazy shit. They're freaking swing clubs all around the world. There are swing clubs everywhere. In Florida alone, there are a shitload of them where people go and they have sex. Couples be other couples. Women are having trains ran on them. Guys are having chicks. All that stuff. So people are acting like they're immoral. Oh, my God. But these businesses are big businesses that make a lot of money. So at the end of the day, there's a lot of people out there that's doing that. They just don't say nothing about it. Diddy shit just been outed. Everybody got some sick, weird fetish that they do, that you don't tell nobody. It's between you and your woman or whoever's involved, and that's fine. But it has nothing to do with none of that stuff. RICO, racketeering, prostitution, drug empire, all this other stuff, that has nothing to do with this. I'm not hearing it. And trust me, I know Cassie's not on trial, but they're using her testimony to convict them. They're trying to use her testimony. So yeah, we have the right to look at her testimony and evaluate it and judge her. When you put yourself on a platform like that, people judge. Like, people hate my podcast all the time, especially women, especially black women. They hate it. Like most black women, they won't even hear my podcast, but they see the title, they get mad. I do a speech, they get mad. But you know, I don't get mad at them because that's their right. They have the choice of not to like my podcast. And I can't tell. I can give you my opinion. I can tell you why I think you're wrong for it. But in general, you have a right to not like something or whatever. That is your prerogative. You have the right to hate Diddy. You have the right to hate him. He's an asshole, dick businessman, whatever. And that's fine. But at the end of the day, the law is the law. Justice is justice. And if they're trying to get him for that, then we could look at Cassie's testimony and evaluate it. And then we could point the fingers to say, hey, because isn't that what the defense is doing? Hey, you're a liar. Hey, what is your motivation? Like, you saying all this, but this doesn't add up. And to me, if you done wrong as a, I don't care if you're black, white, yellow, purple, you need to go to jail. Man, female, I don't care. But Diddy shouldn't go to jail because he's a freak. Diddy shouldn't go to jail because he's an asshole. Diddy shouldn't go to jail because he's telling people he don't like him. Diddy shouldn't go to jail because he's, you know, giving people contracts that aren't fair to them. That's not a jailable offense. You know, getting your nipples rubbed with somebody else's semen is not a jailable offense. Beating somebody's ass is, but they're not trying for that. And Cassie, being the star, quote-unquote star witness, yeah, I'm going to ask her credibility. If you're trying to put a man in jail for life, then yes, it is the right for everybody to ask your credibility, because if we put him in jail, we want to make sure that we got him on information that's correct and the source is liable source. And Cassidy is not a liable source. She was a woman that wanted Diddy. She wanted to be his woman. And when she found out she couldn't, she'd do anything to be with him, even take the ass whippers, whatever. As soon as she found out that she would never be with him like that, she left, got married, had three kids, cool, living her life. But then when Diddy started going with another girl and put her on, your mama, gave her the accolades, the shopping, the all that stuff, the show and all that, then she got mad. Her husband said, yo, let's get this money. So, black men, if you sit here and you sitting next to your woman, and I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart, from my soul, if you're sitting next to your woman and she is defending Cassie and not saying any accountability, that's why my wife don't like Diddy, never has. Even before all of this, she does not like Diddy. You know what I'm saying? And even she said, like, yo, that girl knew she was doing. Yeah, she got beat. Yeah, that sucks. And that's wrong. She should have left, but she didn't. And we get it. But all the other stuff she's talking about, like, she didn't want to do this. Oh, yeah, she did. Bullshit. See, because this is the thing. Women are the biggest liars because women know women. All these women that are defending Cassie know damn well that girl's wrong for things she's done. They know damn well. But see, this is the problem. They go out there, they hold other women accountable. then somebody's going to hold them accountable, and they don't want that. If they put out this whole thing, all women need to hold accountable, all women need to be proven right if they throw an allegation, all that. If they do that, then they know it's going to reflect on them. And then the dirty shit they do, they will have to be held accountable for, and they don't. So instead of doing that, then all women are right. We support all women. We support all allegations no matter what, because that's how they want to be treated. Because they never want to be held accountable. So if you have a woman, brother, that you're sitting next to right now, that's talking about, I stand with Cassie, Diddy's the devil, Cassie, poor Cassie, then your woman, I'm telling you right now, got a lot of dirty shit in her past. And you're the simp now. Yeah, because I was looking at my wife like, how you think about this? And I know she hates Diddy. She's never liked Diddy. For our 22 years together, when Diddy was at his heightest, whatever, she did not like Diddy. But she still says Cassie needs help, humble. That girl's not she's not as innocent as she's trying to portray. She did some dirt too. Yeah, Diddy doing that was wrong. If he's on trial for that, he need to go to jail for that. But the stuff they're trying to get him on, and what she's saying, that come on, is a lot of lies. So once again, brothers, I'm telling you, if you're sitting next to a woman right now that's defending Diddy. I mean, it's Cassie, because I'm not defending Diddy. He is wrong. He's an asshole, but he did not do the stuff that they're talking about. I didn't hear no RICO case, no drug empire, no prostitution ring, none of the stuff these people were saying they have even talked about or proven. Now, maybe later on in the trial they will. I don't know, but I ain't hear none of that shit yet. Getting some big dick niggas off of Craigslist and that's all I'm seeing. But in drugs, they use drugs. He OD'd at the Playboy house. RICO, I don't even know what they trying to get him on some RICO for. But once again, as most men, nobody's co-signing Diddy. Nobody's saying Diddy is perfect, or nobody's saying none of that stuff. We all understand, yo, nigga, you beat that chick's out. You was beating her bad. But see, women have excuses. Like Cassie did everything. She had excuses because she was in love and he groomed her. Why can't Diddy have the excuse he was on drugs all the time? They were using a lot of drugs heavy. Like Whitney and Bobby. Because I said something on the net. We spend years blaming Bobby Brown for Whitney's demise. For her drug use and all that. Everybody blamed Bobby. It had to be Bobby. It had to be Bobby. And really, people went in on Bobby. Come to find out after her death that, and Bobby didn't even say nothing. That's how much of a man he is. That he didn't start using drugs, all the hard stuff. But he didn't. All he did was weed. Whitney started him using the hard shit because she used to use the cocaine and then all that other stuff. She got him on it. And then we also find out that for years she had a secret lesbian lover. Her friend, quote unquote friend that was always around, was her secret lesbian lover. So at the end of the day, it's always the man that takes the blame, especially the black man, because the black woman does no wrong. But nobody's sitting there talking about the wrong, how society did Bobby wrong, how dirty we did Bobby, how we drag his name through the mud. When it was all Whitney, she was the one out there cheating, sleeping, you know what I'm saying, kissing the carpet all the time with her quote-unquote best friend. Same thing for Cassie. Let's be real. Let's keep it a buck 50, as they say. She did wrong. Diddy did wrong. She did wrong. But to sit there and say she's completely right, Diddy's completely wrong, and anything she did wrong, Diddy caused it that's bullshit. Black women need to be held accountable. They need to held themselves. See, black women used to hold themselves accountable and others. They didn't. They weren't cool with you know, pre-marriage sex and women having babies before. They weren't cool with a woman dressing a certain way. Women did that to each other more than men. Women held other women more accountable than men did. Women would get on other women like, be a lady. But now, shit, they be all saying right now, be a hoe. Get out there, experience them more. And then you got these dumb guys out here. Yada out all these other dumbass relationship guru guys telling women, date them all. If they don't got money to pay your bills, leave them alone. All these simp guys, these guys that are 5'4", that can't get a girl, but they got to throw money or whatever they can to keep their woman. That's a simp. A man that has no value, that does anything to keep a woman because he personally doesn't have any value. So he uses anything he can for money or whatever to keep a woman because he's a simp. And he does anything for her because he wants to keep her because he can't really get a woman. It's usually short men, ugly men, broke guys. They do anything. And that's what black women want. They want simps out here in the world. They want men that are not going to hold them accountable, that they can fuck all the bad boys, have all the babies they want, but then the simp guy comes and takes care of her, gives her a house, takes care of a children that not his, treats her like a lady, but she can do whatever she wants because he ain't going nowhere. That's security. Security ain't a man to take care. It's a man that he ain't going nowhere, that he will put up with your bullshit and take it. See, them ditties in the world you were fucking didn't take none of that shit, and they left your ass. But the simp man will take all that shit. Take it all. Niggas was peeing in her mouth, and this guy is still kissing her. Like, can you really think about that? He eating her coochie, knowing how many big dick black niggas was up in there busting nuts in her and all over her. Come on now. It is one thing that people have passed, whatever. But now she done paraded, everybody knows. And you gonna walk hand in hand with her? You an ultimate simp. You have no standards as a man. That's the mother that you pick for your children. Think about that. All they gotta do is quick internet search. And now that's what your children gotta deal with. That's future therapy for your children. But Cassie, everybody saying it's so innocent. It's not only trauma for that man. Now you got your children's trauma. Your fortune was built off of your mama's getting peed on. Think about it. Like, grandchildren, how did you get your money? Like, let's say they passed that wealth down. Oh, my grandmother won a lawsuit because she was cummed and peed on. What type of empire are you building for your kids? But you know what? Let me not go down that rabbit hole about him. This is about Cassie. And am I crazy for seeing it this way, people? Black men, am I crazy? Now, I know black women go and defend this and get mad all day long, but I don't care. Because I'm tired of their shenanigans. I'm tired of them not being accountable or not holding others accountable for bullshit. We can never get better as a culture when we condone and allow this bullshit to go on. But you know what, guys? I'm gonna end it right here. First, of course, I gotta keep thanking you for everything. Thank you for supporting me, rocking with me, showing me love, just being there and supporting this, keeping this podcast on the list. We was on some other thing, Podcast Infinity or something like that, where we were number 9 on the list. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for keeping the podcast relevant. Even when I go away for a while, you still keep me relevant. You still listen to the old episodes. You still support me. I appreciate you so much, man. You know, check out couplecritics.com. That's where we're doing all of our critics with me and my wife. Also, divorce not an option, where me and my wife are giving relationship life, because you know we are 2 certified relationship coaches. So you know, we're giving some advice from our 22 years experience in a relationship and 19 married. Go to culture.skin, get your natural products, man. Yo, my skin is looking beautiful right now because I'm using all natural products. I've been using it for 2 years. It has improved my health, my skin health. And download the Culture Radio, cultureradio.com. Download it, free music, no ads, 19 channels, nothing but different genres of music. We got a podcast station. Soon we'll have an independent station for independent artists. So holla at me if you're an independent artist looking to get your music out and get paid for it as well. All right, guys, until next time.